Everyone, welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's Charmaine here, and I'm just doing a little podcast about how I feel about certain things that have been arising in my life and just things that I've just wanted to chat about. And due to last week's, or probably like 3 weeks ago, knowing me, like a fortnight ago's podcast, I talked about changing your perspective on, you know, what you're looking at in the mirror and at yourself, and how you're changing your perspective, because, you know, as you start to shift, everything shifts. So you're just gonna fall more in love with yourself, and in turn you fall in love with more everyone else, and everyone else will fall in love with you. It's just overall more love when you just really start to accept yourself to the core. And I'm still learning, and we're all still learning. And something that was like a huge shift, and it just like slowly sort of naturally happened. Everything sort of does with me. I don't really realize that these things are happening, and then I'm like, oh wow, I have changed so much and expanded so much in this like area of stuff. So this one's gonna be, okay, quick cut to the chase. Food is for pleasure too. So when we're changing our perspective on what we look in the mirror, we're gonna change our perspective on what, like, on our bodies. We're gonna change perspective on what we're putting in our bodies. So yeah, it's gonna be fun, because food is healing, and food is gonna help us heal. We can eat foods that are just gonna heal us. They're gonna like be like foods that are in line with our chakras, to line those up, like all organic and whole foods. And it's just like it's just an array of like all the different things you can do with food as medicine. But it's also for pleasure too, you know, like we wouldn't have these taste buds and these amazing sensory like sensations and stuff if we weren't meant to feel these things, just like sex, right? Food is good, like food is really good. Like I love eating food so much that I love eating junk food, and as a vegan I love eating McDonald's and Domino's and all the vegan cafes and stuff that do deep fried foods and burgers and stuff. I love all of that, but not all the time. But I feel like my main, like, I just love vegan Macca's. It's just so good, and vegan Domino's, because it's like nostalgic, you know. I literally get the same sensations as I did from when I ate pizza, because it's like, and the Macca's, because it's like the same sauce, and oh, the pickles, they're so good. So yeah, I just, and it's funny because when I was always so much more stricter on what I ate and stuff like that, I was a little bit, I wouldn't say bigger, but like puffier. Like I don't think like I'm like, oh my god, I'm small. I'm like not as puffy, like, if that makes sense. Like I don't know if that is like a logical way to explain it, but the goal isn't to like, oh, I want to lose weight, because like I don't feel like I've lost anything. I don't really feel any different. I have all the same imperfections, so like nothing's different. Like it's just the way I view things, and my like perspective and stuff is always changing all the time. But we really need to have like a good and healthy relationship with food, and that's what this is about. It's about understanding that intuitive eating is real, and you should just listen to your like your body. And like if you are craving crap, eat crap. And like I'm not saying that that's good, but like to do that all the time, but like when you start listening to it more, you'll start sort of wanting that less, and knowing when like that's like a good thing, or when it's like a lazy thing, or you know, like, you don't want to eat to feel better. You want to, like, it's just like alcohol. You always say, you don't want to drink to feel better. You want to, like, drink to feel, like, better than you already feel. And that's the same as, like, food. Like, sometimes, like, you should eat good food, or maybe you don't need to eat at that stage, and, like, you know what I mean? Maybe you're thirsty, maybe you need to drink water. So it's just like having more clarity over, like, your plate and your palate, I guess, and knowing what you want and knowing what you need. So just do what feels good and find, like, healing and healthy foods that you like the taste of, because I'm not having a bad time when I'm eating healthy foods. In fact, I'm having a really good time when I'm eating healthy foods. Like, healthy foods are still really tasty. Like, some of the things I make are just, like, whole food topped with flavor and just yummy plant goodness. Like, I just love good food for me. And knowing, like, each, like, thing that goes on, like, has different benefits, and, like, you know, reading those and, like, saying those, like, I talk to my sister, I'm like, oh, like, this has heaps of B12 in it, like, we're putting this on, and, like, this is just this, and, like, and we're, like, putting that, like, intent into our food when, oh, it's raining really heavy, and putting that, like, intent into our food. So yeah, putting the intent into your food. So and another thing, like, that I was gonna say, like, food, like, is really good, but, like, food is also feels good. Like, it emotionally feels good. Like, it feels something inside of us that maybe another person can't, or we can't. Food just has this, oh, I'm getting all these, like, good feelings. I'm like, yes, food just does this. Food just really does. Like, sometimes I just want a good, warm, soy, milky cup of tea with sugar. And I'll use coconut sugar because it's just yummy. And then some, like, vegan chocolate biscuits. And that's still, like, I guess, like, oh, it's not very healthy, but, oh, sometimes I'll eat, like, a whole packet of biscuits. And, like, that's another thing. Like, people will say to me, like, oh, you know, you must love chocolate, right? Everyone loves chocolate. Good chocolate, good chocolate. Or whatever. I remember having this conversation, like, yes, chocolate, like, food is good, like, you know, yummy. And he's like, but you just have, like, one or two pieces. And I was like, like, no. You just, if you want to eat, like, I do, I don't get the satisfaction, but, like, I want to eat a whole pack of chocolate. And sometimes I can eat more than that. It depends just on my mood and, like, how much water I'm drinking at the same time, because, like, it really, like, makes me dehydrated. But, like, I can eat a lot. I can eat a lot. How weird did that sound? Water. Yeah, so I can really eat a lot, and a lot of crappy foods, I guess you could say, but I'm just, at the time I'm eating them, I'm like, food is pleasure, like, I want this, like, it wants me, like, we, like, I wouldn't be craving this if this, like, craving wasn't real. And I may have a chocolate addiction, but right now it's not something I want to give up. I'm sure people have all the addictions. I don't really drink alcohol at all, like, so, that's my, like, I don't, yeah, so people go out, they go out every weekend, and I just eat chocolate every day, and don't go out on the weekends, and just eat chocolate still on the weekends. So, no partying for me, just chocolate. So we all have our thing. So I just really think, like, your relationship with food and your relationship inside, like, your positive mind and having that clarity is going to, that's the non-physical, and then like your other half of like, in the way I explain it, like you got the non-physical and the physical, like yin and the yang. So like it's gonna be like they're gonna like go into some sort of sync and harmony. So if you're gonna have a positive mind, you're gonna have a positive body. If you have a negative mind and a negative view on what you're putting into your body and what you're doing to your with your body and stuff like that, you're gonna have like a negative body like reflection, if that makes sense. You're like, so you want to have a good mindset and yeah, go from, I think that's it, because like as your mind shifts, you continue to shift and it continues to shift, like so does your body, like you're constantly shifting. I find myself, I'm constantly shifting, I always look different. I'm like, oh okay, I'm going through like, I look like this now. Like, I don't know, I just, like, change, like, out of nowhere, I'm just like, okay, I look different now, and it could be just, like, the clothes, or the way I'm doing my hair, or the jewelry I'm wearing, things like that. So, we're constantly shifting, and there's no harm in that, and our body is constantly changing, and putting on weight is neutral, like, feeling to losing weight, staying, maintaining weight is also great. All of these things, just loving, because the essence of life is love. You just gotta love yourself, you just gotta love others, you just gotta love imperfections, you just gotta fully accept it all. And that is how like flow happens, and that is how you will get like just a good relationship and a better relationship with things, I think. That's how I got it anyway, like really weird and slowly. So it's just like these little things that we can do to have a better perspective and view on things, and food is a big one, our self and our bodies is a big one. And the people around us and the place we live in is a big one, you know. Some people hate home, and home is fucking beautiful, but you need to go away and leave home to come back to realize how beautiful home is, things like that. So we need to experience these dark emotions to come out at the end of the tunnel. So it doesn't really matter like what you feel, because what you feel is what you're meant to feel right now. But I'm still learning, like I want to go like way more into food healing and stuff than I already am. I want to go like, I want, like I swear, like my life mission is to like delve as deep into any topic as I, my brain capacity can like fully comprehend, like just like understand things to the level that I need to, that helps me in my life. I've just like always been like never stop expanding, like, and I've always asked questions since a little girl, so I'm just continually, yeah, expanding. So yeah, it's all about having like a healthy relationship with food and just loving what you're eating, like, and not feeling guilty for it, because like fuck guilt, you're just gonna eat it, it's awesome, because food feels and tastes so fucking good and is so fucking good. And yeah, I mean, different story if you might not have like, you need to have healthy bowel movements and stuff, you don't want to eat stuff and then feel like fucking shit afterwards if it's not coming out the other end, like it's gonna go in just as easy as it came out. TMI, right? But truth. So yeah, so I think that's pretty much like everything that I need to cover for that. I think it's like makes sense. Food is for pleasure too. So yeah, food is for pleasure too. Food is for me and you. What can I say? Like, we're gonna have a good time. Hey, we're just gonna like eat food. So much food, like vegan Macca's and vegan Domino's and like, I'm sure there's like heaps of other things, but they're just the things that I Oh, and then I eat all that good food that I make myself. But I think McDonald's, like extra pickles on like the burger with all the little seeds. Yeah, that's a really good. Chips on it. And then like when I went to Macca's the other day, I met a vegan girl. She served me. She's like, are you vegan? I'm like, yeah. She's like, me too. I'm like, cool. We just like, it was mad. So and I'm like going to Macca's and I'm like, the vegans are taking over McDonald's now. Like so yeah, anyway, thanks for tuning in again. It's really like cool to just sit down and just chat. So if you want to like listen in, that's pretty sweet to be honest. So yeah, thanks so much, and yeah, just enjoy your food.